The practice of meditation has transformed all aspects of my life. After hearing testimonies from great spiritual teachers about the importance of meditation, I decided to try it one day out of sheer desperation. It seems that I have always been in high stress, fast-paced, demanding sales and management positions, which seemed to control me. One particular position I held had reached a point of total insanity. I was fortunate to be working out of my home at the time. As my pain threshold reached the point of exasperation, I announced out loud, "Enough of this madness!" After declaring this, I decided to find the meditation CD that a friend had given me years before. I found it and popped it into my CD player. There were two versions, a 10-minute and a 20-minute one. Since my concept of meditation was merely getting quiet and doing nothing, I felt that I could only devote 10 minutes of my time, but no more. While my mind wandered at first, I focused on the instructions given. You see, there's a reason they call it practicing meditation, because it takes practice. I experienced immediate results in practicing meditation for just 10 minutes each morning for the first week. Number one, I was more calm. Number two, the insane conference calls I had to attend each day almost magically stopped. Number three, I began to listen more and hear more what people were really saying, and I became less reactive to situations. The next week, I moved to the 20-minute version. My outlook had changed from "I can only afford 10 minutes to "I can't afford not to do this and make time for 20 minutes. More changes took place. I became even more calm. My thinking became very clear. Decisions became easier. I listened even more and heard even more what people were saying. This led to better understanding people, and I became less judgmental. I became very clear of what I wanted in my life. I found that I seemed to have more time and accomplished more. All of these benefits came about because my relationship deepened with God. Several years ago, my pastor gave a sermon on prayer. He dispelled all myths of prayer being complicated or having to go through rituals or asking for forgiveness. He simply explained that prayer was talking to God, just like I'm talking to you now. From that moment on, I began to pray or talk to God more often. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." Our relationship with God is really no different from any intimate relationship that we have in our lives. When we care about someone or love someone, we want to spend time with them. God created us to have a relationship. While I felt closer to God through prayer, I was doing all the talking. Imagine in a relationship if all you did was talk and ask for things. It would be a pretty one-sided relationship. Meditation allows us the opportunity to listen to God. In Psalms chapter 46, verse 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." We will be using this verse as the foundation of our meditation practice. So many times when someone is going through a tough time, whether it's an illness, a death of a loved one, or a really challenging problem, as a friend, we may not be able to offer words, but we can offer our presence. More often than not, our mere presence is the greatest gift that we can give someone. It is also our greatest gift that we can give to God, our presence. It is in the quiet and the stillness that God does His work through us. It is in the silence that all creation takes place. There is no right way or wrong way in practicing meditation. The ultimate goal is making conscious contact with God. The object in the beginning is to clear the clutter from our minds. It has been stated that we have upwards of 50,000 thoughts per day. On top of that, we are exposed to as many as 5,000 advertising messages a day that marketers throw our way. By clearing these thoughts and messages, we are creating space to receive peace, guidance, joy, love, and fulfillment. The Bible verse will provide us a means to focus, but ultimately, we will be focusing on the space between the words. There's an expression of reading between the lines. We will be resting in the space between the words. If you have never practiced meditation, this is a very simple technique that will act upon the simplicity of these eight words. To practice being still, to be in God's presence, to know God in a deeper way by spending this time with Him, to know that with God, we can handle anything because He is in charge. As you continue to practice, you can adapt this meditation. What do I mean by that? For me, in the beginning, it was hard for me to just be still and focus on the space. I was allowing all kinds of thoughts to permeate, from the to-do lists, emails I'd forgotten to send, to even what I was going to make for dinner. I really had to focus on nothing and clearing my thoughts. What helped me relax was imagining myself with my arms outstretched on top of water in a pristine swimming pool and savoring the feeling of being weightless. The water was a perfect temperature and there were no sounds or distractions. As I began to enjoy this process and stop the permeating thoughts, I found that I was generating thoughts that I wanted to express. These were mostly thoughts of gratitude. Instead of thinking nothing, I began to thank God for the wonderful feelings, people, or events that were coming into my life since I began to be quiet. As I continued my practice, ideas started flying at me while I meditated. I just allowed the thoughts to come because they clearly weren't coming from me. As you continue to practice this technique, you can make this your own process with the ultimate goal of making conscious contact with God. My sincere desire for you is that you will begin to experience God's presence in your life by sharing your presence with Him. You will experience joy like you have never known, and if you've felt lost, you will remember and will feel lost no more. Let's begin the journey.